in the circumstances under which I've evaluated survivors of torture or extreme detention, what I recognize is the extreme anxiety, the inability to make eye contact, the terrible fear about where they are, the extremes of depression that may appear, becoming tearful or even without that, a sort of listlessness and an inability to formulate coherent thinking in response to questions.